Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
That's Tommy Tucker bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meiser, founder and chief visionary officer at BNI, Business Network International. If you're a BNI member, then you've got Dr. Ivan Meiser to thank for that. He's the personification of giver's gain. He wrote the book on that topic, literally, and many others. Ivan, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the lenses that you see the world through. In the previous segment, we talked about the last thing you said was whatever you put in your head, that's what comes out in your world. Somebody once said to me, the people you meet and the books you read today will define who you are 5 years from now. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's very true. I think that's true. I think that the people you surround yourself, determine the kind of person that you are. You know, mom got it right a long time ago. You know, don't hang out with that kid. He's a bad influence.
Right.
These things are all important.
My mom said it a little different. She said, if you lie down with dogs, you'll wake up with fleas.
So, you know, we were talking about what you put in your head and it shows up in your world. And one of the things that's really obvious to me about what you put in your head is how people talk about being so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so busy. Have you ever heard someone say, "Yeah, I got nothing to do"? I mean, that's really rare, right?
No. Most of the time, they'll say, "Yeah, I'm just slammed."
Yeah. So I talk to a lot of people, and they say to me, "You must be, Ivan, you must be so busy." And I no longer say yes to that question. Today, I say, I have a full life. See, I think you can be busy or you can have a full life.
Yeah.
Almost everyone says their life is busy, but busy shouldn't be the goal worth pursuing. If it were everyone's goal, then most individuals would be happy.
Well,
what I see with most people.
I like to think about the story about the bumblebee, right? Did you ever tie a June bug? If you've ever tied a string to a June bug, Or if you see a bumblebee, if somebody ties a string to a bumblebee's leg, you know, that bumblebee's really busy, but he's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere, yeah.
And I see people like that. I see people who are busy, but they're not performing. They're not making, as we used to say on the farm, they're not making a showing.
You're absolutely right. And it's an important issue, but I think it's slightly different than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about starting with the right mindset. And it's not, you know, just about you being busy, but it's about you being busy doing the things that you love to do and that are important to you. And having the kind of mindset that says busy is not the goal. Busy, you know, having a full life is really the goal. Having a full life is worth pursuing. And this is what I mean by words really
matter.
So
you're not just saying... Make a showing, like I was saying, be productive. You're saying a full life is where you look back and what you produce makes you feel like you've had a full life, not just that you've been productive.
Yes, and that we can, you know, we are all busy. But looking at it as, especially if you're really focusing on doing the things that bring you joy. You and I have talked about my philosophy that you got to be working in your flame and not in your wax. When you're working in your flame, you're on fire, you're excited. When you're working in your wax, it takes all your energy away. And so if you start to really focus on what your flame is in life and try to work more and more on that, then, you know, it's easier to frame it as I have a full life as opposed to a busy life. But let's talk about other ways of reframing it. The lockdown, COVID, the lockdown, quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
These are phrases that I think are really negative. And I almost never, from almost the very beginning, I didn't call it lockdown or quarantine. I called it the great pause because the pause button was hit on all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we had to stay at home. We couldn't go out. And there's a way of looking at that, calling it quarantine and lockdown, and there's another way of looking at it as a really great opportunity to have a pause in life and to reframe the problem in a way that made one feel more
I think that's happened, Ivan. I think there's a whole lot of folks have come through this crucible of the last 14 months or so, and their attitude about life has been reset quite a bit. I think that's happening even as we speak. I know it's happening to the baby boomer generation.
No doubt. And I hope it sticks. You know, a lot of people say the world will never be the same, never be the same again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, after the Spanish flu, things kind of went right back to the way they were.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to be really conscious about holding on to those things that took place that were positive. You know, spending more time with family, being at home together. There were some positive aspects of that. I was talking to one person who said, my kids are in school. It's driving me crazy. And I told my kids, come on, take a deep breath. This is an opportunity for your kids to look back and remember how much time dad was around.
When you say full life, can we also use the word quality? Can we talk about quality?
Yeah,
and you and I, and we each get to define what that means, right?
For ourselves, that's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. I need some websites.
IvanMeisner.com is my blog, and of course, BNI.com is
BNI for the company. IvanMeisner.com, that's his blog, and folks, please check it out. Follow Ivan on his blog. You'll thank me later. Until, I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.